Good morning and welcome to Start the Week, a ministry of Salem Reformed Church, Ashley, North Dakota. I am James Grossman, pastor of Salem Reformed, and I would like to thank you for joining us this morning. As we come to God's Word this morning, we turn to Romans chapter 6, verses 15 through 23. This is really in many ways a continuation of what Paul has said in the previous verses. So let us read together the Word of God. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness? But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sins, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. I speak in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness and of lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now you present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have, then, in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thus far the reading of the Word of God, may He add His blessing to it. As we open God's Word this morning, we see that the free gift does not encourage the continuance in sin, but demands rather the crucifixion of man's corrupt nature and a holy life of service to God. And so as we look at that life of service, we see that we are to present ourselves as slaves to God. We are, by God's grace, freed from slavery to sin. And we, by God's grace, are to present ourselves slaves of righteousness, leading to righteousness, to eternal life. That is the theme that we want to see this morning in our passage. Believers present themselves as slaves of righteousness leading to eternal life. We read in verses 15 and 16, and we see that we are slaves to whom we present ourselves. In verses 17 through 19, we see that Christians are slaves of righteousness. And in verses 20 through 23, we see that we are set free from death and that we are given eternal life. So first of all, we see that everyone is a slave, whether to sin leading to death or to obedience leading to righteousness. We see that we are slaves to whom we present ourselves. He says, shall we continue in sin? We remember verse 1 of this chapter. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. And he says that same thing here. Shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? Because it's not going to be counted against us if we do sin. Then, shall we continue in sin? We are not under the law, but under grace. That doesn't change the righteousness of God. That doesn't change the righteousness of the law. Paul here says, essentially, we dare not assume that we are saved if we continue living like the sinful world according to the lusts of our flesh. James writes in James 2, 17 and 18, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Our lives will show that we are changed, that the faith that God has put into us has changed our hearts and our lives to live according to His grace, according to the salvation given to us. Whom we present ourselves slaves, we are their slaves. Verse 16, do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness. If we continue in sin, we are on our way to hell. 2 Peter 2:19, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. And so we are either in bondage to sin, to hell, to death, or we are in bondage to Christ, leading to eternal life in righteousness. We are, by God's grace as believers, slaves of righteousness. We see that in verses 17 through 19. though we once were slaves of sin, verse 17 says, but God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. We see that God has by his grace given us his word, his Holy Spirit, that we might believe on him, though we were once slaves to sin. 2 Timothy 2:26, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. We of ourselves will do the will of Satan on our way to hell, if we are not changed by the grace of God, by the work of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, causing us to believe in Jesus Christ and to live a life of thankfulness because of his grace to us. We are to obey from the heart, he says, the form of doctrine. Yet you obeyed from the heart the form of doctrine to which you were delivered. Some say, no doctrine but Jesus. No doctrine. The Bible says we need doctrine. If we don't have a doctrine, we don't have who Jesus truly is. We need doctrine. That's what God's word says. That's not just what I say. 2 Timothy 1:13, hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. The Bible tells us who Jesus is. Many people say different things about Jesus. We need to know what God says about Jesus, and that is contained in his word. That is what his word tells us, who Jesus is, who the Savior is. We need that doctrine of Jesus Christ, to believe on it, to hold it fast. We are to be set free from slaves of sin to slaves of righteousness. We are of ourselves slaves of sins, John 8:32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Sin is slavery, and we cannot break from it ourselves. Luther struggled with this. He knew that he was a sinner, and that all the penance he could do would not make him right before God. Jesus says, Matthew 23:27, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautifully outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. He says, woe to you, play actors, hypocrites! Your whitewashed tombs, on the outside you look good, but on the inside, we of ourselves are spiritually dead. We must also know this. Salvation is not by works that we could do, but by the grace of God cleansing us from our sins, giving to us eternal life freely in Christ Jesus. And so, as Christians, we are free to serve Christ without fear of the hell that we deserve. 1 Peter 2:16. As free, yet not using liberty as a cloak for vice, but as bondservants of God. We as Christians are free, but we are not to use that liberty as a cloak for vice. That's exactly what Paul's saying here in our passage this morning. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? Certainly not. We must not continue in sin. We must turn from it. And the only way to turn from it is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and to rely upon him as those who cannot do anything of ourselves, but it is only by the grace of God. And so we become slaves to righteousness. Romans 6:22 earlier in this chapter. But now having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end everlasting life. And so God works through us salvation. God works through us hope and fruit of holiness. 1 Corinthians 9:27. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. Paul reminds us that we are to work as slaves, as working for salvation, not because we are saved by that, but because if we slough off and do not live as those who are saved, we have no hope in the eternal life. Faith, as we read in James 2, without works is dead. And so we are set free from death, and we are given eternal life. That's what we read in verses 20 through 23. As slaves to sin, we were free from righteousness, God says. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. As slaves of sin, we don't have to worry about righteousness. John 8:34, Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin." He says, "What fruit did you have then?" Verse 21, "But what fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed?" In unbelief, our fruit is everlasting hell, is death. Jeremiah 12:13, "They have sown wheat, but reaped thorns. They have put themselves to pain, but to no profit. But be ashamed of your harvest because of the fierce anger of the Lord." God is angry at our sin every day. God is angry at sinners. The end of sinful things, he says, is death. Proverbs 14, verse 12. "There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is death." We had better check where we get our ideas from. Are they from our own ideas, or are they from God out of God's word? Our own ideas lead to death and hell. Solomon says that. God's ideas, God's word, Christ gives to believers salvation. And so we are slaves to God. Verse 18, "And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." Jesus said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30. "Come to me, you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And so believers have a easy yoke, a light burden, instead of the fear of hell and Satan that we so easily have of ourselves, because that is the true thing, that we are on our road to hell. Jesus' yoke is easy. Believing on Jesus Christ, serving the Lord, is glorious. It is freeing from all of the fear and the pain of this world. The wages of sin, he says, is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. John 6:27, Jesus says, "Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him." We do not spend our time seeking after the food of this world, seeking after the things of this world. But instead, we seek after eternal life. And so that is a light load in Jesus Christ. It is the free gift of God. The wages of sin, verse 23, is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. It is a gift. It is a free gift of God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Romans 8:32. "He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely also give us all things?" And so as we look at God's word this morning, perhaps we might think that living a Christian life is going to be painful, is going to be less enjoyable. And the exact opposite is true. Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ is freeing. We become certainly slaves of Christ, slaves of righteousness. But as we look at God's word, we see, and as we look at the lives of Christians who have gone before, we see that it is truly freedom. It is liberty to live to the glory of God and for our own good for eternity. Amen. Thank you for joining us this morning on Start the Week. We are giving away free copies of the Heidelberg Catechism, a summary of the scriptural doctrine of sin, salvation, and thankfulness, including an explanation of the Apostles' Creed, the Ten Commandments, and the Lord's Prayer. For your copy, please call 701-288-3265 or mail at Salem Reformed Church, Post Office Box 345, Ashley, North Dakota, 58413, and we will be glad to send it to you. If you have any questions concerning the Bible or in general, or about anything we cover on Start the Week, please contact us. We invite you to join us at the Salem Reformed Church in Ashley, North Dakota, at 209 First Avenue Southwest. If Ashley is too far away, we have churches of the Reformed Church in the United States, in Minot and Anamosin, North Dakota, Aberdeen, Eureka, Harriet, Hosmer, Pier, Watertown, Menno, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Vermilion in South Dakota, and in Hamburg and Golden Valley in Minnesota. Well, that's all the time we have this week. We at Salem Reformed Church wish you the joy of knowing God. this week and forever.